This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. New records show the chief of police for the Regional Transportation District was fired. Joel Fitzgerald Sr. had been on leave for months. He left the agency last week after being investigated since July. RTD officials refused to explain why he was let go, but a CPR News investigation showed he routinely drove an agency-issued vehicle more than 100 miles per hour and did not access RTD facilities very often. A major union is accusing the JPS plant in Greeley of exploiting non-English-speaking employees. CPR's Haley May visited the community north of Denver yesterday. She found they're promised a lot when they come to the city.
They are promised a lot, and when they come to Greeley, it was way different. Some of them say that it was worse than the life they had back in Haiti.
Dahir Omar is a representative for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7. He and another union rep translated for three Haitian workers who fear retaliation and requested anonymity. They say they each paid hundreds of dollars to a JBS HR employee for what he said was transportation and application fees. Union President Kim Cordova says the workers had no choice but to pay.
Workers were reporting that if they didn't want to pay these fees, that they were being threatened.
The union is asking JBS to make changes that result in better treatment and safer working conditions. JBS confirmed the HR employee still works for the company, but said it has not found evidence of wrongdoing. Haley May, CPR News.
The head of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association is stepping down. Dan Haley is leaving his post as head of the industry trade group after 9 years. Haley will stay in his role until a successor is named. This is CPR News.